LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The death toll continues to increase in the Texas Hill Country as a result of the catastrophic Independence Day flooding.
As of 9 a.m. this morning, we've recorded 59 deceased in Kerr County. Among those who are deceased, we have 38 adults and 21 children.
A girls' camp in the area remains a key area of loss, according to the Kerr County Sheriff, with 11 campers still unaccounted for, along with a counselor. In total, the death toll across five counties is now more than 60 people. President Trump on social media said he has signed a major disaster declaration. Heavy rains expected today in parts of the Carolinas from Chantal, which made landfall as a tropical storm in South Carolina. It's now a tropical depression. Talks have resumed in Philadelphia between city officials and the city's largest union representing public workers. There's been no garbage collection during this six-day strike. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A comeback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game three of the Brewers and Marlins series today. And back on the mound for Milwaukee is veteran right-hander Brandon Woodruff. It's been nearly 2 years since September of 2023 that he started a major league game, his last game in Miami. Woodruff back after surgery and setbacks in his throwing arm. Today's game, a rubber match, the Brewers losing to the Marlins yesterday, 4-2. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, we had some opportunities today and didn't do it. Didn't get the big hit at the big time. Put some pressure on him, got the starter out of there. Credit goes to the Marlins. They're scrappy. They play hard. And we didn't do enough. It's hard to win a major league game. You got to stay after it. You got to get big hits. You got to perform with the men in third, one out. We didn't.
Brewers first baseman Reese Hoskins had to leave that game with an injured left thumb, giving him a hard time holding a bat. Murphy says it could be at least a few days before Hoskins returns. The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine today and highs in the lower 80s. Our winds will remain on the light side. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows in the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees. Sunshine, lower 80s on Monday. On Monday night and Tuesday, a chance of showers and storms. Currently 71 degrees.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinere on Air.
Music of the Stars is on the air. Do you remember Joey Heatherton? Joey Heatherton and Company. And Phyllis Diller.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get in step while there's still time left. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I'm gonna feel my heart coming alive again before the parade passes by. Look at that crowd over there. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd over there. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of those lights up ahead seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof. I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone. Give me an old baton before the parade.
That's from Hello, Dolly. This is Michael Crawford.
Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna go and taste Saturday's high life. Before the parade passes by, I'm gonna get some life back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. With the rest of them, with the best of them, I can hold my head up high. For I've got a goal again, I've got a drive again. I've got to feel my heart coming alive again before the parade passes by. Look at the crowd up ahead. Listen and hear that brass harmony growing. Look at that crowd up ahead. Pardon me if my old spirit is showing. All of those lights over there seem to be telling me where I'm going. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof, I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone, give me an old baton before the parade passes by. Parade passes by. I'm gonna get some life
back into my life. I'm ready to move out in front. I've had enough of just passing by life. When the whistles blow and the cymbals crash and the sparklers light the sky, I'm gonna raise the roof. I'm gonna carry on. Give me an old trombone. Give me an old baton before the parade passes by.
One minute to midnight, 1 minute to go, 1 minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight when they dim the light. Let's begin kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we stop?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. My check.
You won't need that, but I think you'll need your coat.
Happy New Year! Same deal. Many out.
Come on, Jim, you got it.
Thank you.
Music from Holiday Inn, Irving Berlin. This is David Rose, only reimagined by Alan Sherman.
There are songs about Montana and New York and Indiana, but the song the nation patiently awaits is the song I now will bring you as I clear my throat and sing you a love song to the whole United States. I love you. District of Columbia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Alabama, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Oklahoma, West Virginia, California, Georgia, Texas, Maine, Mississippi, Washington, South Carolina, Arkansas, North Carolina, Tennessee, Louisiana, Iowa, Nevada, Kansas, Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, Indiana, and Montana, Nebraska,
Alaska,
Pennsylvania, Florida, Wisconsin, Utah, Maryland, Kentucky, Oregon, Rhode Island, Idaho, Hawaii, and Vermont, Virginia, Delaware, Wyoming, and Connecticut.
Spike Jones.
Sweet music all around me.
Softly as the song begins, I hear a host of violins. Or can it only be my lonely heart that sings a holiday for strings? Because your love has found me. Through the night, a love song fills the air. I hear it everywhere, so sweetly, telling me I'm yours completely. Breezes sigh, a newborn rhapsody. When you are close to me, there's music. Never heard such lovely music. It fades away, but when we meet, I hear it play as from above. A song of love comes sweet and clear. Whenever you are near, the angels play a holiday for strings. Through the night, a love song fills the air. I hear it everywhere, so sweetly, telling me I'm yours completely. Breezes sigh. When we meet, I hear it play as from above. A song of love comes sweet and clear. Whenever you are near, the angels play a holiday for strings.
Those are the New York Voices, and here's Johnny.
Thank you, Osbert. Happy birthday. To us. Everybody. Everybody's birthday today, right?
Country. Right.
199 years old, and are you in the fireworks display later tonight?
I just want you to think of me as your own personal Roman candle.
All righty. Good evening. I'm Johnny Carson. I'm going to bring you a safe and sane fourth tonight, because the monologue is a dud. Reason I'm here tonight, actually, I wasn't going to be here, but my favorite campsite was filled up. Have you been out on the roads at all? You can't move, I understand, out at the beaches. Did you go any place today?
No, this is it for me. I mean, I'm celebrating right here, as I often do.
Tom, huh? Tom, how about you?
How about what?
It's those toughies that throw it. Tommy, he loves fireworks. Well, Tommy does every 4th of July. He lights a Crayola and yells, bang. Incidentally, you know, fire department regulations, we thought we should have something to celebrate the 4th tonight, but fire department regulations say we cannot have on stage a display of live fireworks. But don't despair. We have a skyrocket under each of your seats. We'll be fired off sometime during the show tonight. So this is a nice day today. Beautiful weather out here in California. And this is the kind of year, time of year, that Americans kind of set aside their differences and join in a calm celebration. Even in New York City, where they're celebrating the bicentennial, the sanitation workers have agreed to pick up the garbage every 200 years. Did you do anything to celebrate the 4th of July today? Go out on a picnic or go to the beach or anything like that, Tom?
No, but I'll weigh that.
He's rolling tonight. No, everybody has their own way of celebrating the 4th of July. For instance, the oil companies are going to celebrate by sending the price of gas skyrocketing. Isn't that nice? Okay. So, next year actually is the bicentennial, 1976. You think back to 1776, what great men of wisdom we had then? Jefferson, Washington, Franklin. And today, oh, why spoil the celebration? Somehow I can't get those famous words.
Johnny.
What?
We got you.
Ah.
I didn't know your brother was coming to the show.
Dick follows me every place. No, but remember what was that famous saying? These are the times that try men's souls.
That's the one.
Remember that?
Yep.
It's easy to remember. It was said last week by Mayor Beam in New York. These are the times. That... You know, we still have Minutemen, though, today, who spring into action every time somebody wants to pass a gun law. It was just a little social comment, and I should have left that out.
Hey, I sure hope you all had the best 4th of July of your lives, and you saw a lot of old friends, you got all home safely, and I hope the whole family enjoyed the fun we've been having with the country on this show. I like to hold up a mirror to our lives and see the fun in everything we do. And over the years, I guess I've gotten more than my share of laughs about you and me and America and the way we live. But when the house lights dim and the cameras are turned off, I'm just like the rest of you. Kid America, you bet your life. Love America all the way. I love our country as it is now, and mankind's best hope for the dreams that are just around the corner of tomorrow. For the past 6 months, we've been hearing and reading about Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and all the other giants who built this country. Authentic heroes all. But to me, the guy in the bleachers with his kid rooting for his team between bites on a hot dog is no less a hero. He's the man who fights the traffic every morning to get to work. He's the man who drives the family jalopy another year so he can send his bright young son to college. And he's the guy who pays most of the taxes, buys most of the goods that we produce, and whose main concern is to leave to his children a world a little better than the one he struggled with. These most uncommon common people are the heart of America, its hopes and its future. The pessimists are forever reminding us of what's wrong with America. I can't think of a better time than today to point out what's right with America. America, inventive genius, has enriched the world. With all due respects to Pravda, it was Thomas Edison who gave us the light bulb, the phonograph, and the magic lantern which made movies possible. How can we forget Edison? His name is on every light bill. And the first men to fly were Orville and Wilbur Wright. It was an historic moment as their home-built plane at long last was airborne, and Orville turned to Wilbur and shouted, "We've done it. We've invented the no-frills flight." Anyone who doubts that this nation loves and respects your flag should have been part of the crowd here in Los Angeles that jumped to its feet to give Rick Mundy a standing ovation for the fielding play of his career. The Chicago outfielder snatched the flag away from two people who were about to burn it in protest. Rick Mundy said humbly that he didn't do anything that any other America wouldn't have done. That's what makes it so great, Rick, the fact that any good American would have done it. Last year, one of our proudest heroes and one of our most honored legends had to surrender the record that no one thought would ever be broken. Babe Ruth was and is one of our most beloved sports figures. And when Hank Aaron rocketed the record-breaking home run out of the ballpark, he received only cheers and applause, and the fans said, "Long live the new Sultan of SWAT." America's a land with a big heart. There's plenty of room in there for all our heroes, and they come in all sizes, shapes, and colors.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, I know he'll be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
This is Mitzi Gaynor.
When the saints
go marching in,
yeah, when the saints go marching in,
saints go marching in,
well, I want to shout,
I want to shout, hallelujah, when the saints go marching in.
Shout,
and the walls come a-jumbling down.
This is a great land, a nation that every one of us should be proud of. We should sing her praises constantly, like Irving Berlin did with...
Oh, how I hate to get up in the morning. Oh, how I'd love to remain in bed. For the hardest blow of all is to hear the bugler call. You gotta get up, you gotta get up, you gotta get up this morning.
What a man who spread his talents all over the flesh. Or maybe some of us like to shout out our patriotism quietly, like the POWs did on their return from Vietnam here at Park Field. There was no dance step here, no singing or shouting unless you could look into the hearts of these men.
We are honored to have had the opportunity to serve our country under difficult circumstances. We are profoundly grateful to our Commander-in-Chief and to our nation for this day. God bless America. God bless.
Powerful and moving because they've been denied it for so many years. We've got two big jobs for this nation's bicentennial celebration. One is to rededicate it to solving some of the massive problems that still hang in there against us. The poor, the hungry, the sick, the old and tired. The second job is to count our blessings. The blessings of America given to you and me and everyone living today by those who lived in the past as a kind of trust fund of national heritage to be used, enjoyed, and passed along to the next generation. I pray that all of us are up to it, up to counting and appreciating those blessings and sending them along with our own unique contributions and improvements to our children and to our children's children. So that 200 years from now, Americans will be celebrating their quadcentennial, counting their blessings, with some of those blessings being us. Good night.
Yeah.
that number when the saints go marching in. And when the revelation comes, and when the revelation comes, oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the revelation comes.
And when the new world is revealed,
music of the stars. Thanks for being here. Every Sunday we're here, and worldwide at civicmedia.us.
When again you'll be an obsession. Obsession!
Happy July, everybody, out there in the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for being part of our radio family. My name's Lou Vergani. I'm your host for the Music of the Stars. It's a pleasure and an honor. Happy birthday, 99 years from Mel Brooks.
High anxiety whenever you're near. High anxiety, it's you that I fear. My heart's afraid to fly. It's crashed before. But then you take my hand, my heart starts to soar. Once more, high anxiety, it's always the same. Ooh, anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. High anxiety, you win.
Hiya, Tex, where you from?
Cincinnati.
Great town, love that big red machine. He's up on the linguine. Hello, young lovers, whoever you are. What do I spy? A little grain of rice? Newly married?
This morning.
This morning, folks, and they said it wouldn't last.
But then you take my hand. My heart starts to soar. Once more, key change, high anxiety. It's always the same. Hey. Anxiety, it's you that I blame. It's very clear to me, I've got to give in. High anxiety. And remember, folks, be good to your parents. They've been good to you. You win.
When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away.
This is Lou Vergani, and thanks for being here. You're the best audience anywhere because you get it. Soon we're going to be doing the history of the big bands and the people behind them. We'll wait a few months on that. In the meantime, I want to say thanks for being here. God bless all of us. Keep your dreams alive.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
And reach for the stars. Far away from a Mel Brooks movie. This is the orchestra of John Morris.
America the Beautiful. Got it? Okay. Oh, beautiful. For spacious skies. For amber waves of grain. For purple mountain majesty above the tutti-frutti plain. Ooh, America. Hey, America. God shed his grace on thee and sort of kind of crown like this. With a big fat gang of motherhood from sea Scooby-Doo to sea Shooby-Doo. Well, you know the tag.
Mel Brooks doing Frank doing America the Beautiful. Talk about anxiety. Stand by for news. on the Columbia Broadcasting System and weather, and it's going to be a nice day. See you next week on the radio.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The president signs a major disaster declaration for Kerr County, Texas. 11 campers still missing.
The number of bodies recovered in and around the Guadalupe River has soared to 59 since last night. The dead include 38 adults and 21 kids, primarily from the many campgrounds that operate here in the Texas Hill Country. Beyond Kerr County, 9 other flood-related deaths bring the total from the Independence Day floods to 68 lives lost.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Flooding now a concern for North Carolina, up to half a foot of rain from Tropical Depression Chantel. Philly's fourth festival fizzles as big-name performers bail.
Pressure on the city mounting. Celebrity performers LL Cool J and Jasmine Sullivan backing out of the city's 4th of July celebration, saying they're standing with the workers.
Who are on strike for better wages. ABC's Olivia Rubin. Trash has been piling up for 6 days, and it's hot in Philly. This is ABC News. Some of the